Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, hello, hello, hello. It's been a while, quite a while, actually. Upside down number. Today is 5/5/2020. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. You pronounce it either way, I suppose. Anyway, last time we broadcast, it actually was on Groundhog Day, Super Bowl Sunday. We plan on doing a lot more things, of course. We had a lot of things take place shortly after that time, and with this pandemic going on, and as you all are aware, of course, a lot of our lives have changed dramatically, whether you're sitting at home or whether you're essential or non-essential worker. Just God bless you and hope everything works out for you and your family out there, and hope every one of us are able to recover from this whole entire ordeal, both financially and, of course, keep good health. And for those of you who have lost loved ones, my deepest sympathies and condolences go out to you and yours. And I do hope that we do have a brighter future, and I'm sure we will. I live in the United States of America, and it's just, of course, broadcast throughout the world. But I know as Americans, as we're fighters, and, of course, anybody who's got a motivation and something that they want to do, pursue in life, got a dream that's alive, and, you know, you want to make a difference in your community or throughout the world, you know, we have the opportunity as humans to do that. You know, we have free will. We're born with free will, and I do firmly believe that things will turn around, and if you've got the right plan and right goals in mind and you're doing it for the others during this particular time or actually throughout your life, then you're going to be doubly blessed. I'm sure of that. It's almost a guarantee. This is Robert J., your host with the most. That's like an old cliche, corny one, of course. Been on the air for doing on Blog Talk Radio. We've been on the air, gosh. I think our first broadcast was back in 2008, 2009, I believe. Actually, we've had the channel for over 10 years, and it's been pretty exciting. We've done a broadcast here and there. We've tried to be consistent. Some things have changed, of course, and that's just life, I guess, as a whole. But quite honestly, I really do. This is a passion of mine. I want to get my podcast going. I do eventually plan on doing some more things about Best TV, and that's another story that we'll talk about as we get the show on the road and start having more daily shows and see what we can do. We may have just a weekly show for a few minutes here, get through the month of May, and then come June, my plan is to actually have a daily show and keep it going, and of course branch out and syndicate and all that fun stuff. But I want to talk about you and see what you're doing out there and see how you're feeling, and hope, like I said, if anything, I hope everything is going well with you and yours, and to my listening audience. You can, like I said, keep the radio dial. Viral voiceovers is one of my businesses. I've done voiceovers. I've done, I'm for hire if you need a voiceover. But quite honestly, I've been doing other things for the last couple of years, and really excited about getting back involved directly with the online home-based business. More and more people are going there now due to the pandemic. Definitely got them there. There's a lot of people that have great passions, but they had to work a job, and I perfectly understand that. You know, we all got to do what we got to do, right? But as far as you being able to make a difference, and not only for your community and those around you, but for yourself. You know, what is your dream? What is your goal? And that's really what this show is all about. This show started out years ago. The whole idea of your radio promo is just that. Originally, we're going to start out with offering people an interview, talk about their business on our show. And I've done that before. I've done that even on mainstream radio back in the back in the 90s. And worked with a local program here, and we eventually went internet. It's a little station, right? And you could barely hear us locally, and but we actually went, it's a 1,000-watt station, but we went worldwide. Once we went World Wide Web, it's amazing. We pretty much heard everywhere. So that's so great. The technology has brought us there now, brought us here on the Blog Talk Radio channel. But your radio promo was set up to do that, to actually help others, help entrepreneurs, people that were actually had mom-and-pop shops, people that are making a difference in the community, people that were actually looking for an outlet to talk about what they're doing in their particular business or service. and how they can help others. And, of course, like I said, get the word out there for them. And originally, of course, we were going to charge for the programming and, have them come on the air. And like a commercial, basically an infomercial. We've heard of all those, right? And the infomercial was going to be based on them talking about their company. So anyway, it did, of course, change over the years. And pretty much our program is now really just to highlight people who are successful, especially now. That's what we're going to be focusing on. That's where I'm trying to get at babbling out here. But and I could babble with the best of them, that's for sure. But I do appreciate you joining us today. But what we're doing, we're going to be focusing mostly on, sure, mom and pop shops can still come on here. I've got an author that's going to be coming on here, talk about his book and what he's doing. I've got other folks that have been successful, whether it be in the music field or make a difference, like I said, once in their community, nonprofits, things like that. But we're really going to kind of bring it around, because I want those folks to come on here and talk about their successes, right? And they can also help out other people who may be struggling out there. And if I can help them through our medium right here, through our podcast, then hey, that's great. I've done my job. But we're looking forward to, like I said, talking to those kind of folks and getting down to the nitty gritty as far as what it takes to build an online business, how you start out, can you do other discounts, or as far as advertising, the expense, how to put a business plan together, things like that. So that's why I want to have this particular show, so people can tune in and hear from different people that can offer the advice and professionalism. And maybe they need a good tax guy, or they're looking for someone who is, partners, whether it be in the United States, here where I'm located, or throughout the world. Maybe they want to reach out to their groups of people and give them instruction. Anyway, once again, this is Robert J., and you tune into Your Radio Promo. You can check out my website. Actually, the website is going to go directly to this particular program. So if you want to tell your friends about this program, just have them tag on to it right now. Go to viralvoiceovers.com. That's viralvoiceovers.com. Eventually, that site is being built, so there will be other stuff on there. But right now, we're going to actually have the Viral Voiceovers bring us directly to Blog Talk Radio. That's the plan right now. But I totally encourage you to let your friends know about our program, and if you can get more listeners. We are going to have interviews. That's what I was saying earlier. We are going to have people can call in today. We're not going to take any calls particularly today. We have a little rusty. We haven't been on in a little while. But we do want to at least get the word out there that we're planning on doing some great things and making a difference with a lot of people and helping out folks and seeing what we could do in, as far as building their business. And, of course, I've also got other products I'm working on that I'm going to share with you as we move on through the show of the next couple of weeks, next couple of months. I've got some other great things I'm working with as well as far as in the entertainment community. I want to get that going too. So I've got people that have already asked that want to be interviewed and talk about their great talents and stuff like that. So we plan on doing that. And that's something that's going to be happening soon also on our podcast network. So let's see. I'm trying to think as far as what topic I could talk about today, give you a little bit of inspiration as far as getting the pandemic, pandemic, right? And one word comes to mind, pandemonium. Now, pandemonium could be a great thing. Pandemonium could be something maybe not so great, something that's people are excited, they're stressed about it, right? And that's really what pandemic, I really think that word right there just is almost, it's not a scary, well, it's not really scary looking word, but it quite is. That's not proper English, but it pretty much is. I've seen people like yourselves probably, walking in the stores, everywhere you go now. My wife, we're driving the other day in the car, and she noticed, she hasn't been out in a while, and She couldn't believe how many people, it's kind of scary to her to see all the people that, you know, walking around or driving around with masks on and gloves on, and it really hit home for her. And I've seen it because I've been out, you know, I've done shopping for a family and done other things, necessities that we had to get done. I've been out quite more than she has, but so just from coming from her point of view, it can be scary, but like I said, we will get through this thing. And as far as working during the pandemic, a lot of people then actually were forced to go work from home because their places of business had closed down. I know they're starting opening up a lot of different areas now, different occupations. People are starting to go back to work, but this gives an opportunity. And by the way, it's a horrible thing. And like I said, once again, I give my condolences to all those people that have lost their lives and people have lost their loved ones. And it's my heart goes out to all those folks. And if I've lost people myself during this time, that it's just not a nice feeling. And it's no other way to talk about or explain it. It's like we're all going through it. We're all trying to survive, right? And that's all you can do. But what I wanted to get at today was the fact that we're here, right? So we're actually here, and this is the moment in time that you can actually really have your moment of truth. Moment of truth, what I mean by that is going to actually make a difference in your life. Maybe something you've wanted to do for years, now you have an opportunity to do that. But you do have a lot of time at home. Yes, definitely exercise, eat right, get some fresh air, get outdoors, granted. But my goodness, you can also build a home-based business. And whether it be you making face masks, producing some product and an item, or providing a service, whether it be washing windows or doing lawn care, there is just a numerous amount of things that you can do. Now, as far as online business, the online internet marketing business has just exploded. The technologies we have now with the Zoom calls, Microsoft has their own product as well, similar to that, Teams, I believe it's called. And it's more and more people. We're all able to stay in contact with one another. My relatives, we've kind of communicated before on Zoom. It's kind of cool, like a family reunion, if you will. My son's schools contacted him to go over some instruction. A lot of schools are doing that now. It's just amazing what technology has provided for us. And you literally could take your smartphone and you can make money literally from the palm of your hand. So that right there is exciting to me. I've been in and out of the internet marketing, online marketing business. I've done tons of blogs, written lots of blogs. I've provided lots of content over the years. I've done videos, some promotional videos, stuff that's, you know, I mean, basically, nowadays you just press a button, boom, and just start shooting a video or your promotion, the product you're selling, whatever. And now the technologies and things we can tweak and make it look just so wonderful. It's just amazing. This right now, this point in time, 2020, getting a more of a clear vision. You know, 2020 is the perfect vision, right? And this is now an opportunity for you during this particular time to get a clear vision to build your business, to build your future, to provide for your family, and not have to worry so much about something like this ever happening again to you and it affecting your finances, if you will. I respect so many people, the essential workers, and going out there and doing their thing and keeping America moving, all the healthcare workers, and, you know, it's a bunch of people that fall underneath that umbrella. Of course, I admire them. I salute them. You've got people that, you know, the grocery store workers, I mean, kudos to them completely. You know, they're going to work. The restaurant people, all the drive-thrus, people that are still providing food, the people that actually deliver the food, food delivery drivers, the DoorDashes, the Grubhubbers, the Uber Eats, the Postmates, and of course, there's people out there that are doing picking up groceries for folks to bring it back to them, to their homes. So it's amazing what we have available to us, but also those people are amazing. And please have respect for all those people that are out there doing it, working hard every day to keeping our country moving. And it just, like I said, hands down, I salute those people. And saying all that, we can make a difference for a lot of people as well. We have many people actually out there working, sure, to keep the stores going and all that. But there's nothing wrong with having another opportunity to, having the nicer things in life, if you will, be able to provide for your family and the food and all that stuff. There's a lot of soup kitchens. There's a lot of nonprofits that are out there right now. Our church, I know they're doing it over there at Rock Point. They're providing food to a lot of people in the schools. My school, kids' school bus comes every 3 days a week, and they bring food right to the door, like for his lunches and stuff like that. He's special needs, of course, but things that they're doing at the schools actually are providing that. So they're doing their best to keep people fed, and it's amazing to me. So there's so many people that make a big difference, and a lot of people need to be taken care of, and that I believe even the people that actually are doing the home-based businesses and things of that nature are generous type people, and they actually can help make a difference in the world to help others. So by providing them an extra income, if you will, and whether it's a couple $100, a week or a month or thousands, whatever you're looking for, I do believe that this industry, the internet marketing, the online marketing, home-based business type of business, is definitely a plus and really a blessing for a lot of people right now who are having a tough time. Anyway, this is Robert J. I do appreciate you tuning into our show today at Your Radio Promo. You can actually put this in your browser or whatever and save it, viralvoiceovers.com. Click on that. It'll take you right directly to our show. We do plan on doing more shows, obviously, and hopefully we can reach out to more and more people and help make a difference and get people educated on what is available for them. For alternative methods. There are people that literally have lost their jobs. There's millions of people, millions and millions and millions of people out there that are filed for unemployment, right? And go to work for whatever reason, okay, whether it be for to protect their loved ones or they're sick themselves. But if they have something that is offered to them for a nominal fee, obviously, right, and that's not going to hurt their finances at all, why not take that chance at least and look into something, do something. And if you've got a talent, go ahead and make something. Then make something of that, make something of yourself so you can, better your financial picture moving forward into 2020 and beyond. So that's pretty much what I have today. But as far as, I really do admire a lot of people out there right now during the pandemic are doing a great job out there in the communities. But also I do admire, as I've seen it, I've been kind of retraining myself, getting back involved in this particular business as well. And I do admire a lot of people who are out there educating others and bringing them the information and the education that they need in order to succeed. So with all that said, tune in, check us out. Usually I give you a Twitter account, whatever, but normally I guess I just wanted to get on the air and I just wanted to do some things today and just kind of, like I said, let you know we're out. We're going to be doing some more shows. So and plan on, like I said, focusing a big part of it on the home-based business arena, if you will. And we look forward to, getting on the air again and doing some great things and of course our eventual shows and we plan on doing some lives eventually, and we're working on a couple of things. So anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate each and every one of you. May God bless you and keep you safe and sound, and just think about what it is today. And if you haven't already, just think about, let your mind think, pray about it, of what it is that you want to do in the next 90 days, the next 6 months, the next 2 years, next 5 years. You know, you've always heard the term. Where will you be in 5 years? It's amazing how many times I went past through that 5 years and worked different jobs, and you know, provide for your family, and you get out there and you got to do what you got to do. But there's nothing wrong with building your future for you and your family. And there's nothing wrong with making plans to travel. There's nothing wrong with taking care of yourself and keeping everybody safe. And, you know, just by all means, you know, just stay safe and stay well. And we'll talk to you real soon. Once again, this is Robert J. signing off for the day. We'll see you on the other side. Remember, you can make a difference. Just take one day at a time.